Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome former Ambassador Morse Tan, leader of an election monitoring team for the South Korea election and just concluded. And we go to a Reuters headline in these last hours. Needing some explanation. South Korea President Lee's election law violation hearing postponed indefinitely, court says. Reuters fills in. A Seoul court said it will indefinitely postpone a trial of President Lee Jae-myung on charges of violating election law in 2022. South Korea's Supreme Court ruled in May of this year, before Lee was elected, that Lee had violated election law by publicly making, quote, false statements, unquote, during his 2022 presidential bid and sent the case back to an appeals court. Morris, I'll stop there because President Lee is now President Lee, and therefore it is not surprising to hear the apparatus of government step aside. However, this points to a story you mentioned when we last spoke to you before the election, that fraud is a routine concern in South Korea. How did the election of President Lee's event add up to for what we were looking for, fraud, before we get to why the court set aside his false statements of 2022. Good evening to you, Mr. Ambassador.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for having me on again. It was exactly as we were calling it out, as it was happening. It was the biggest fraud operation in the history of South Korea. They pulled out all the stops along these lines. There is massive evidence exists in regards to this. There has been extensive video evidence of things, and all of these are being put together into a lawsuit in South Korea. However, this is in a lot of ways the culmination of what has been going on for, say, the last 30 years or so, where now you have basically leftists who are controlling all the main levers of power in their supermajority that they obtained fraudulently in the National Assembly, in the judiciary, which is full of North Korea study groups, and now finally the presidency, but also the union to take orders from North Korea. And you also have an educational system that is full of pro-communist propaganda. You also have a police force that has been infiltrated by the Chinese Communist Party and that are operating more like a paramilitary force than ordinary police. You have all these different levers and areas of power that have been taken over. It is like a boa constrictor that has wrapped itself around its prey step by step. And now the boa has made itself around the entirety of the Korean society and is starting to constrict the South Korean society, where those who have been standing up, who have been the truth tellers, who have been the justice seekers, all this are being actively persecuted already by the Lee administration. And this is not acceptable. And, you know, in the broader picture, you see Chinese Communist Party and North Korean fingerprints. This is what they have been doing. And this is a cause for much alarm. And I think America needs to wake up more in terms of what's on. And I appreciate you having me on the program to be able to relay this.
Morris, can you give us an example of what you report for on video? What did it look like?
For example, you had somebody who apparently had 10 IDs go and vote four times. And when he was coming back to vote yet again, the election monitor was looking to stop him, and he fled. there are instances where you have literally impossible situations, where you have vote totals that exceed the number of registered voters in a particular location. Sometimes we're talking about numbers that are vastly out of whack, where it's over 100% of the number, or even over 200% of the number of registered voters. And so these are literally statistically impossible sorts of things. You have unsecured boxes that are being carried around. You have loose ballots that are being taken to restaurants and are filmed. You have ballots in early voting that are pre-marked for Lee Jae-myung. You had one district where you had 3,000 consecutive votes for Lee Jae-myung. You know, it's like, oh, I flipped the coin and it came out heads 3,000 straight times. Yeah, sure. There are all sorts of indications of fraud here. So really take your pick out of the many that are there.
Gordon, you have a question for the ambassador.
Mr. Ambassador, is it possible to overturn the results of the presidential election?
That is being sought through via lawsuit. But the judges have largely been cooperative with what has been going on in terms of election fraud. And there is inherent rule conflict in that these judges, including in the Constitutional Court, the highest court judging the Constitution in Korea, where they are actually on these election missions, including at the very highest levels. And so they have already been saying nothing to see here, nothing to investigate, nothing to get into. You know, all it would take is going into the voter rolls and being able to match the voter rolls with actual voters, and they will not do even something as simple and as straightforward as that. It is not an issue of the courts considering the evidence and rejecting the evidence. It is an issue of them not even accepting evidence and not moving forward on the merits. And so when President Yoon was impeached and removed, they would not even consider an investigation. They would not even look at what evidence was there, because this declaration of martial law that President Yoon had done was in order to point out to the people of South Korea the election fraud that had been going on. That was the central purpose of the declaration of martial law. Instead of looking at the evidence, they impeached and removed not only him, but they must have set a new record in impeaching 31 key people. Anyone who would get close to their fraudulent and criminal activity would be impeached. And so they were calling for expelling the election monitoring team, but they can't impeach us because we are not Korean nationals and much less part of the executive branch of Korea. And so there is just a massive amount of evidence now in terms of this election fraud. Their election electronic equipment was investigated by the NIS, which is their version of the CIA. They produced written reports where they found it to be utterly vulnerable to manipulation. And these are written reports by the Korean CIA version of the CIA that are available publicly. And yet the response to that was that it's irrelevant. There's nothing to do here. It's really outrageous how the NEC has arrogated to itself a position of supreme power that they will attack through lawfare and impeachment and other ways to keep anyone who gets close to their fraud from coming near it. And they are manipulating the system to choose whoever they want. You know, look at the pictures of Lee Jae-myung's inauguration. There's hardly anyone there. People of South Korea did not elect him. And there is a greater awakening in South Korea more than ever of the depth of election fraud and the breadth of election fraud that happened, because they really pulled out all the stops to have all the different insurance policies to make sure that Lee Jae-myung, who is aligned with the Chinese Communist Party and with North Korea, he has sent $8 million over to North Korea, contrary to UN and US sanctions. This is not a legitimately elected president of South Korea. And this is something that not be recognized as a fair election, something that should be canceled because it was riddled with fraud.
I read from the New York Times a quote from the defeated candidate, Kim Un-soo. I humbly accept the decision by the people. I also congratulate the candidate Lee Jae-myung on his election.
Yes.
Does that mean the opposition is not hearing your case?
Yes. So that was greatly disappointing. But the truth of the matter is that even the People's Power Party, the Conservative Party in South Korea, has been largely compromised.
Right.
They were asked to sign contracts that they would not speak of election fraud before even being allowed to become candidates. And so this is being shut down inside the People's Power Party as well.
Morse Tan, former ambassador to Korea, now monitoring the fraud alleged in the most recent Korean election. Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.